Anchor and Spotify and iTunes and YouTube and MeWe. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast. It is the 15th of May, so smack dab in the middle of that month. Almost staycation coming up. Tim's got to finish out this week, then part of next week, 4 days, and then we go into staycation. I think. I will not be sick for that. That little itty-bitty sore throat scratchiness, that little bit of rundownness, that was my fault. I definitely got run down over the weekend. I was working a lot of hours in the kitchen and a lot of hours in editing and just doing a lot. And then we didn't really sleep because we went out really late. And then I had caffeine, and that kind of keeps me up. So there's that. So I got a little bit of rundown, but I think I nipped it in the bud, and I'm okay, and it is Wednesday, so game night for Smoochy Face, and today I want to talk about subscribers. So on YouTube, I've been posting my podcast. Not the best platform to post my podcast. I get that. And here's why. People signed up for food videos. Mostly I do air fry stuff, and then I do other things, and I'm a baker, so I bake as well. But they didn't really sign up for podcasts. So it'd be like if I was signed up to somebody who was teaching me about how to hunt for wild edibles and to identify plants. And then all of a sudden they switched gears and they were kind of doing Cabbage Patch Kids. Well, I'm not really into Cabbage Patch dolls, but I am into wild edibles. So I might leave that person depending on the person and depending on the show, I guess. I can't say for sure that I would leave, but there's a likelihood that I would. However, new people would come up, and that's what's happening. So yesterday I dropped one person, gained a person. I think all in all, I dropped two people and gained three new people is what it was on YouTube. And I want to talk about that because I know back when people were really upset, YouTube did a cleaning up. They got rid of subscribers that were fake on people's channels, and some of them were in the hundreds, and people were pretty upset about that because they lost subscribers. But did they really? I don't think so. They lost fake subscribers. They lost spam. They lost people who weren't really engaged. They lost things that weren't interested. Although YouTube, they also did lose some. So I'm going sidetrack even more here. YouTube did unsubscribe some people who were willingly following shows. So that's another annoying thing. YouTube is a hot mess. The things that they've been doing, I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent, skip ahead if you're not interested. So here's the thing. Someone subscribes to my channel, they hit the notification bell. They should get an email. They ask for that email. YouTube has decided, I'm not going to send you that email. I'm not going to notify you. No, I'm going to do it to part of your audience and not the rest. And then I found out yesterday, somebody who lives far away, in another country, told me that when she clicks onto my YouTube, it shows no new content. There is new content on there. So I had to send her a direct link. So that's a very frustrating. YouTube is very frustrating. A subscriber issue aside, just how they operate, it boggles my mind. If someone signs up for that notification, why aren't they getting it? If there's new content on the page, why isn't it showing? Someone explain it to me, please. However, now I'm going to go into another thing real quick before I go back to subscribers. This is where I think it's important to build a email list. It's important to build a newsletter list and take that for myself and be like, okay, here are my new videos. These are the people that are on my email list. These are the people that asked for it and they're interested in it. And I can send it to them directly. So I'm in the stages of building a newsletter and figuring out just what I'm going to put in there because I put a lot of stuff out and not everything has to be in a newsletter, but maybe the highlights, maybe like this dairy-free cheesecake. I'm allergic to dairy. Tim is lactose intolerant. You know, so maybe that's interesting to someone. So the beautiful picture that I take of that cheesecake, and I'll put that in the newsletter and stuff that maybe like the highlights. I can't decide if it's going to be every 2 weeks or every month. I'm not sure yet. But this is where we got to just take charge for ourselves because YouTube is not the platform that it used to be. And it's not a reliable platform. It's a lot of fun. I love the community on YouTube. I really do. Going back to subscribers. So I'm losing subscribers and gaining subscribers at the same time. And that's okay. If somebody doesn't want to follow me, honest to God, I don't take it personal. It's okay. Please go. I am not the creator, the content creator that person wants to read, watch, or listen to. Then I don't want them there either. I don't want to be clutter in someone else's feed. So when people get upset that they lose subscribers, I think, don't. You're not really losing anyone that's interested in what you're doing anyway. It's okay. Let them go. Let them go. Say goodbye and build a new audience. And that's what I'm doing, because I have my new channel coming up. And that's going to be more about test kitchen stuff, and some stuff's going to work and some stuff's not, and I'm going to put it on there. And that's what I'm building now in my kitchen. Those are the videos that I'm building up now to release on that channel. And the Happy Whisk is going to keep changing, because I keep changing. So I want to talk about stuff that I'm building. Like, we're going on staycation. I'm going to build a couch. That is the plan, to build a couch. Even if I just do a small one for the dogs first as a test. And I want to share that. And I want to share that on YouTube and MeWe and Blogger and even Anchor. This is the things that I'm doing. This is what I'm interested in. And I think it's okay to do that. And there's a lot of people out there that set the rules and like, don't change your format ever. Don't do it. You'll lose subscribers. People will be confused. They won't know what they're signing up for. Those people can go. It's okay. But as far as changing, we are going to change. I'm going to change. I'm not going to do the same thing all the time. I have a lot of interests and various skills, and I like to play in those sandboxes and share them. And some is going to be interesting to people and some isn't. It's like back in the old, Kitchen Nightmares, when the Ramsay would come in, he's like, we're going to change your menu, and the business owners or the restaurant owners would be very worried that they were going to lose the few customers that they had, because they didn't want to change. They didn't want to lose that. And I understand that. I get that, because you kind of need subscribers, customers, listeners. We kind of need that, right? That's who we're talking to. So if they all go, that kind of blows. But it can't be a reason to be afraid to take a change or to start a new channel or to start a new page or any of that. You know, when I started Instagram, I was told, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. And ultimately, what made me enjoy Instagram was doing what I wanted to do. So I use it as a blog and I post what I want. My pictures are not Instagram worthy. They're cartoons. And I'm happy with that. And I'm happy with the people that I'm engaged with. I've gotten to know so many cool chicks on Instagram and what they do. And they inspire me all the time. I mean, the things that they do and the videos that they shoot. And I absolutely love that community. And what made me really love it was embracing myself and doing what I wanted to do. So I wanted to write captions, I wanted to do cartoons, I wanted to do what I wanted to do on that platform, and I did. And that's the same thing that's going to happen on YouTube for me. I'm going to do what I want to do, and the people that are interested will come. The people that are not will go. And that is okay. It's all right to lose subscribers. Please don't worry about it. I know some people get really, really upset when they lose subscribers, but why stick to one thing if interests are going somewhere else? And I know it's not recommended. Don't switch. Don't change. Don't do anything different. Don't be yourself. Screw that. That could be the title. Screw that. It's not going to be. It's probably going to be subscribers. But that's what I wanted to talk about today. I don't know if this was helpful to anybody. I got soup ready to go. I thought I was out of soup yesterday. Guess what? I still have one more serving. So I'm going to enjoy that. I got some noodles boiling, and Tim asked for some homemade bread, so that is coming up for him. I am Ivy the Happy Whisk. You can find me on youtube.com/thehappywhisk, or head on over to MeWe, or drop my name right into the search engine of whatever device you're on, The Happy Whisk, and I will come up. Come on over and say hi. Thank you so much for listening. This is The Happy Whisk, and I'm out.